Earth, sky.
Monday, March 26th. After sunset today, watch for the waxing crescent moon, a thicker crescent tonight than last night, near the dazzling planet Venus.
You can't miss them, because Venus is the brightest object in the sky after the sun and moon. Plus, Venus is only one day away from its greatest elongation, its greatest distance from the sun on our sky's dome. That means it's high in the west after sunset now, as seen from Earth's northern hemisphere.
And there's more. The planet Jupiter, the fourth brightest celestial object in all the heavens, beams below Venus and the Moon. The celebrated Pleiades star cluster glimmers a short hop above. It's an amazing view. Don't miss it.
Venus is now waning in phase as it catches up to Earth in its faster orbit. It'll pass between us and the Sun in June 2012, directly between, in what will be an historic last transit of Venus in front of the Sun for this century. Then observers with telescopes and solar filters will see Venus as a black dot moving across the Sun's face.
And between now and then, those same observers will see Venus wane in phase. So look for two bright objects near the moon tonight in the western twilight sky. The brighter one, closer to the moon tonight, is Venus. The other one is Jupiter. We have a chart showing this beautiful scene at earthsky.org. Earthsky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.